It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission has approved a 5% toll increase set to begin in 2015. This is the seventh rate increase since Act 44 of 2007. It's also the first time since 2011 E-ZPass rates have gone up. What do these toll rate changes mean for the future of the turnpike? I'm joined now by phone by the Director of Public Relations and Marketing at the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission, Carl DeFebo. Mr. DeFebo, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Please call me Carl.
Okay, Carl. This is the seventh rate increase since 2007. So my first question is, will there be more, if you'll excuse the expression, coming down the pike?
Indeed, there will be. The rate increases that are implemented on an annual basis, as you noted, are kind of part of the funding plan for a law known as Act 44, which was passed in 2007. You know, since 2007, for the first time in the history of the Turnpike, we've actually been investing some of the revenues from our customers. Some of the toll revenues are being invested on off-Turnpike transportation needs, namely PennDOT roads and bridges, as well as, importantly, public transit. And so that's really the funding plan of Act 44 is really the reason why the Turnpike has been implementing annual toll increases. And, under that plan, these annual increases are going to be called for in the foreseeable future, to be honest with you.
The rate increase, it goes into effect next year, or I guess in January of 2015, so in a little over 6 months from now. The statistics that I've seen show that the Pennsylvania Turnpike, traveling the Turnpike, is one of the most expensive toll roads. I think only New Jersey exceeds it. And citizens are, especially those who have to use the Turnpike on a regular basis, are really upset about this and are wondering what the justification for it is. What do you say to those concerned citizens?
Well, number one, there are some studies out there that done by third parties that kind of insinuate that our toll rates are the highest compared to such and such other toll agencies. And I have to tell you, Paul, that's just not accurate. Now, when we look at dozens of other toll agencies all across the U.S., our toll rates are right there in the middle of the pack. There are some higher than us and some lower than us. But when it comes to per-mile rates, the Pennsylvania Turnpike is comparable to and right in the middle of the pack compared to other toll agencies all across the nation. So that's number one, and I think it's important for people to understand that. But number two, the reason the toll rates are going up, a lot of it has to do with not only assisting PennDOT with roads, bridges, and transit, but understand the Pennsylvania Turnpike system is going to turn 75 years old next year. It is by far the oldest highway in the nation. It is 15 years older than most other interstates all across the U.S. Keep in mind, the Turnpike opened October 1st, 1940. The interstate law wasn't signed by President Eisenhower until 56. So we're 16 years older than even the oldest interstate in the U.S. And that brings with it, obviously, a historic honor, but it also means that our road system is older than most. And so the Turnpike has been engaged in this process that we call total reconstruction and widening. Basically, that means we are building a brand new highway. We're digging up the old one and replacing it with an all-new system. And as we do that, we're widening from 4 to 6 lanes. That process, total reconstruction and widening, costs on average of anywhere between $25 to $30 million per mile. And we have rebuilt more than 100 miles of our system thus far. The Turnpike Commission is going to be spending more than $1 billion in making highway improvements across our 550-mile system this year. So the lesson here is we are pumping the money back into not only the Turnpike system, but into other interstates, bridges, and, of course, transit agencies across the Commonwealth.
My guest is Carl DeFebo. He is Director of Public Relations and Marketing at the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. If you have a comment or question, 412-246-2002, the number to call, 412-246-2002. @ESSPGH2002. Twitter @ESSPGH, #EPLive. And we have a tweet from Jen who writes, "Turnpike toll increases mean me not using the turnpike. I'm sure I'm not the only one." Carl, I'm sure you have heard comments like that in the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, I think people have that the ability to make that choice, obviously, Paul, and some people do make that choice. You know, some people alter their travel habits. I mean, what's common, I think, is some folks, as tolls are going up on the turnpike, some folks just alter their trip. They still take the turnpike, but they might hop off, you know, an exit sooner than they typically would, you know, and then take other routes, state routes or other interstates. And so, you know, people certainly have the ability to make decisions on what suits their budgets the best, what works best for them. And that's one of the reasons why it is good to have options. Another thing that I think is relevant to point out, Paul, is that, you know, the turnpike, since we have, since we're making people pay more at the toll booth, we have been really focused on keeping our overhead low and cutting costs where we can. I mean, over the last few years, we've taken a number of steps to increase efficiency and accountability, but also to keep those operating budget increases to the minimum.
Let's go to the phones. We have Casey in Beaver County. Casey, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Carl DeFebo of the Turnpike Commission.
Thanks for taking my call. I have two comments, really. Number one, I appreciate that the Turnpike is the oldest toll road in the nation. And I also would think that our legislators were aware of that, and they have simply failed to fund appropriately for that. The second comment is that using toll road revenues to fund non-toll road projects, again, simply allows our legislators to hide under their rocks and abdicate their responsibilities.
Well, Casey, interesting points. Carl, to Casey's point that he says it's wrong to fund off toll road projects through tolls on the turnpike. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's important to point out when, you know, if you're a motorist in Pennsylvania or if you're somebody who uses the transit system across Pennsylvania, keep in mind that, you know, it's one system. You know, whether you take the turnpike or the parkway or Route 28, I mean, you want mobility. And so PennDOT and the Turnpike and our state lawmakers and our governor look at the transportation systems in Pennsylvania as one kind of continuous, uninterrupted system, and they're most concerned with, you know, mobility. How smooth does the system connect? How well are the roads and bridges and pavement surfaces holding up? And so from that standpoint, it makes sense that the agencies, PennDOT is the Turnpike sister agency, and we are sharing revenue for the improvement of the overall Commonwealth transportation experience. And so I see where Casey's coming from, but yet, you know, we are a Commonwealth, and we have to be concerned with the bigger picture here, making sure that all Pennsylvanians have good mobility, good roads, sturdy bridges, and access to transit systems that are functional and effective.
Casey, thank you for the phone call. Carl, we're down to less than 2 minutes left here, so I've got four or five questions left. So why don't we do kind of a lightning round of as much information as you can provide in the shortest time possible regarding some questions, particularly with regard to the Easy Pass. This is the first time since 2011 Easy Pass rates have gone up. Is the gap between Easy Pass and cash customers widening?
Well, this is the first time since 2011 that Easy Pass rates went up at the same rate as cash rates. So since 2011, you know, we've only increased Easy Pass rates in 4 years by about 7%. You know, in 2012, the Easy Pass rates didn't go up at all. Those Easy Pass rates, Paul, in 2015 will continue to be 35% less than cash rates. So the differential between cash and Easy Pass is still going to be there. Our Easy Pass customers are still paying less in 2015, at least 35% less, because it costs the Turnpike Commission a lot less to collect a toll electronically.
Has there been a significant increase in the number of motorists using E-ZPass since the rate hikes began?
There's been a steady increase in the number of people using E-ZPass. You know, as we have gone, and when we introduced the E-ZPass discount, if you will, in 2011, it started out initially just as a 7% increase. It wasn't until this year that our customers, E-ZPass customers, began to save at least 35%. And yes, we are seeing more and more people that are purchasing the E-ZPass. You know, in the greater Pittsburgh area, customers can pick it up at the Giant Eagle stores and Get-Go stores and AAA offices. And as a matter of fact, this year, for the first time, we are selling more E-ZPass tags at those retail locations than we are selling online.
It's definitely the cheaper way to go. And unfortunately, we're out of time, Carl, but it's been an interesting segment. And we are thankful for your time and appreciate you joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh today.
Thanks for having me. We'll have to block out more time next time, Paul.
Sounds good. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.